exercise change?
I think once you've become proficient or involved in an exercise, and that becomes part of your life, I think the motivation's just there.
Mm.
You have to do the baby steps, and once you integrate that into your life, you don't feel good if you don't do it.
Right. Okay.
You know your body and your mind remembers what it's like to move.
Sure.
And to be active, and you want that.
Okay. So it actually becomes a reward.
I think at first the mind has to tell the body, and then the body tells the mind.
Okay.
And that's when you've really integrated it fully into your being.
So there's like a certain point where maybe it would become harder to quit than it would be to keep going.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, like we just had Christmas, and I've indulged as far as eating more and enjoying family and not being in my usual workout routine, but now I'm ready to get back. I go, okay, that was fun, but I need to get back to the gym. I need to do my yoga. I need to walk. So.
Sure. So your body and mind's, it's got that itch.
Needs to get back into it. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess that speaks to what we're talking about before about habits.
Mm-hmm.
So both your body and mind are in the habit. You're feeling like you want to do it, and also your body's telling you that, hey, it's time to get back into things.
That's right.
Great. So it must be good getting to that point.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah, because you feel you're in command of it then.
Sure. I think that's a point a lot of people would like to get to, and just it's helpful to know that you do get over that hump at some point.
Absolutely. Mm.